Durability, written by Endosian Orchids 901, read by Raven. As a SEC unit, I'm designed to withstand extreme environmental conditions. Our durability was even in the company's advertising. Going to a hostile planet that can boil unprotected humans in 1.7 seconds? Rent a SEC unit and make it go where you don't want to. Okay, that's an exaggeration, but not by much. Also, unprotected humans love trying to boil themselves alive in hostile environments. Ask me how I know. Don't actually ask me. I'm calling bullshit on the resistance to extreme environmental conditions, I said, out loud rather than over my secure feed to Art. No one else was stupid enough to be outside right now, so there was no one to overhear me. The company really oversold SEC unit durability. I think that even my inorganic components are melting. My scanners show that you are functioning within normal parameters, Art said in the feed. Your inorganic components are rated to survive much higher temperatures than this. There is only a 5% chance that anything on this planet is capable of melting your inorganic components. Unless you locate a volcano and venture inside, you are likely safe. I am not functioning at normal parameters, I muttered, trudging forward. My feet sank into the sand with each step. And even though my eyes can see in extreme conditions, allegedly, I was having trouble making out anything. Or safe, there's sand getting everywhere. Art was silent for 0.02 seconds, long enough for me to know that it was pausing for emphasis of how stupid my statement was. Sand is not damaging to a SEC unit's components. Fuck off. I can send you the complete specifications and durability for your individual components if you don't believe me. I know all about my individual components, asshole. I trudged forward more and shoved my performance reliability stats into our shared space. The irritation of all the sand was leading to a significant drop. Okay, so sand wasn't damaging to me, technically. Sure, I would need to spend the next day trying to get it all out of my inorganic parts, where the individual particles were stubbornly settling themselves. I would also need to get it out of my clothes. I didn't have my armor anymore, after all. So why was I trudging around on a stupid sandy planet with no armor to protect me from a stupid sandstorm? Because my humans, our humans now, I guess, thought it was a cool planet to explore. It wasn't cool. It was hot. Incredibly hot. Also, planets are stupid. I hate planets. Why are humans so obsessed with studying planets? The humans had gotten themselves caught in the sandstorm and had to take shelter in a cave. Honestly, I was proud of them for taking shelter instead of trying to stand in the sandstorm to take pretty pictures of it or something. But that still meant they were in a hostile environment, in an unknown cave, and I didn't want them to get eaten by hostile and unknown dangers in the cave, so I was hiking out to protect them from whatever might be lurking in the darkness. You don't need to worry, Art sent. It might have been trying to sound soothing, but Art is so sarcastic by default that soothing sounds vaguely patronizing, even when I know it doesn't mean to be. My sensors haven't detected anything dangerous in the cave, and the temperature is significantly cooler inside. Great. Good for the humans. They found a cave that wouldn't immediately kill them. I had reached the cave now, at least, and the twist of panic in my organic parts eased at the sound of normal human chatter ahead. My inorganic parts were full of sand, of course, and all my parts felt like they were melting from the heat. But I was here now, and I could keep our humans safe. And although I would willingly venture into a volcano before I would admit it, I felt better knowing that Art would keep scanning the cave just as obsessively as it had been, because it wanted to keep me safe or something. I don't know. I'm not used to having a friend. I kind of like having a friend, though. The end. Thank you for listening.